So where's Ray Riley? Ray Riley, the company is called Moonlight Mobile. What happened?
Oh, yeah, Joe, yeah. Well, not particularly Moonlight Mobile that I would like to talk about. It's Text Mobile. But basically, what was happened, maybe about 3 weeks ago, I went into Vodafone complaining that my bill was high.
Yeah.
And that I wanted to see about a different plan or see what was wrong. And they said the plan was fine. I was on a 70-month 70 euros a month.
Okay, they discovered, they said to you, there was a premium tax that were running up your bill.
Exactly.
And what are the premium tax? Did you know about these?
I didn't know a thing about them at all.
Okay, what did you discover about
them? She then went down and said that it was premium tax that I was receiving.
Yeah.
July, I got, it was charged 52 euros.
Wow.
In June, it was charged 60 euros. May, 69 euros.
And what
euros.
Were they for? So it just goes on and on. For what were the premium tax, Ray?
Well, it turns out that she said it was for a competition for 750 euro voucher for SuperValu.
And the competition was run by, the competition was run by who?
By two companies.
Yeah.
Moonlight.
Yeah.
And Text Mobile Media.
Okay. Moonlight, that's, and it's nothing to do with SuperValu.
Well, nothing that I could see.
Yeah, okay. It's just a SuperValu voucher. Now, do you remember ever subscribing to this competition?
No. I had no idea. I certainly wouldn't have. The only competition I would have subscribed to or text something like the number in question would have been the Late Late Show. If there was 10 grand and a good week away in New York for 250, it was worth it, but not for 750 euros of a voucher from any supermarket.
And when you did you go back and look at the texts that you were getting from Moonlight Mobile and Global Media?
Every Monday, like clockwork, what, 10 o'clock.
Yeah, what did it say?
Three texts would come in.
Okay.
And it was just basically text from this thing, say yes or stop. And I never even looked at them. I just deleted them. And some of them I didn't even delete. It was an old phone, then a new phone now. So, but I didn't even pass any remarks on them. Plus, I wouldn't have thought I was being charged for receiving a text message.
And what was the, but what was the number? What was the ID that came up when you got the text message?
The five.
So it's just
five,
a number. A number.
Or just a number. Yeah.
57976.
Exactly.
Okay.
Correct, yeah.
Did anyone? Do we know? Did anyone ever win this competition?
That's. I would. I'd love to know that.
Okay. So would I. Did anyone? Does SuperValu know anything about it?
I, not to my knowledge.
Oh.
I wasn't aware that of anybody. I did. I put it out there on Facebook. Nobody came back to me saying that they had too much groceries with all the amount of draws. Because if that was the case, I was in for a draw three times a week for the past 23 months.
Wow.
750 with one company, which, to be fair, after contacting them, I received 700 euros back into my account yesterday.
Well, tell us, you actually got money back. So you get on to the, you get on to who? Moonlight or Global?
I got on to Moonlight.
Okay,
they eventually said, yeah, okay, look, you're at fault. We have proof. But we will give you back. I said the 750 that I could see that was charged over that period of time, and I said I'll settle for 700.
Mm-hmm.
It started off at 250, then it went to 30 euros, then it went to 100, then it went to 200, then it went to 300, and eventually I said, look, keep the money. I'm going to go on Liveline, and they're based in the UK, so I gave them a little rundown on the good work that you do, and they said they've spoken to the director and they're willing to, as a goodwill gesture, give me 700 euros of a refund back, which they did.
And did they ask
Text
for
a, Mobile,
did they ask for a Hollywood non-disclosure clause? Did they say, we'll give you the 700 if you go away? And don't talk about it.
Yeah, no, there wasn't anything as that, in fairness to them.
Okay, so I reckon you were in it for 23 months.
I was with Moonlight.
And there was
Text Mobile Media, I was with them from seemingly how that came about, and it seems to be the same thing, Super Value.
Okay, but you say there was a draw voucher three times a week. They whipped out the money every Monday morning. So that means there was over, if it's three times a week, that means there was over 330, 340 draws in the meantime. Isn't that correct?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So 340 people in Ireland have won a €750 Super Value voucher from Moonlight Mobile or Global Media. Are you one of those lucky 350 people? Will you please contact?
No,
I know you're not, obviously.
Not to my knowledge. Maybe Super Value
I'm speaking to the generality of the listeners. Are you one of the 340 people who've won a €750 Super Value prize voucher in the last 23 months? We want to hear from you. 1-850-715-815. Elizabeth, what happened to you?
Yeah, the same thing, Joe. I went into the bank to look at my statement and I saw from three, 71 something. And I said, God, I am on this €30 a month contract.
Yeah.
So I rang three. And she went through it and she said, yes, was this crowd that they had...
What crowd?
This Moonlight.
Moonlight.
Yeah.
Mobile, okay.
And
is it Moonlight Mobile or Moonlight Media?
Moonlight Media.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, and like as well as that, Joe, it was very easy for them to take it out of the account.
But how did they get your number? How did they...
I don't know. I thought about that and I said, maybe I entered some competition somewhere and put my name down. I mean, even the Late Late Show, you know, that voucher came through the other day for the
mailing, yeah.
Yeah, and ask your mobile number and all that on that ticket. And where do those tickets go when they're finished with them?
Well, I'd say now, given the lectures we've had in here in the last 2 years on GDPR and how we're all going to be hung, drawn and quartered along the Slorg and Jill carriageway if we breach any element of the GDPR,
yeah.
I don't think the people in the Late Late who are full of integrity would let, and they wouldn't be allowed to let anything happen. It's too transparent.
Yeah.
I presume, too transparent.
Yeah.
So, but I'd love to know, Moonlight Media, Moonlight Mobile and Global Media, give us the geography of the 340 people who've won your draw. Did you get any money back?
No, I didn't. She said to me that she would help me to pursue it if I wanted. I said, no, it's pointless. No problem.
Okay. And you blocked the number, I presume.
And I blocked the number,
okay,
yes.
Well, people watch out for that number, 57976. We'll put it up and block the number. Where are you going? Bernie Stretton. Bernie, good afternoon.
Hiya, how are you?
Great, thanks. How did you get on? Were you the same, ripped off?
Yeah, exactly the same. I didn't realise, and I work for a company that would be attached to Super Value.
Okay. Did you ever win a Super Value voucher?
I never won anything.
Okay.
But I didn't realise that's what I was attached to. I thought it was a once-off competition. And I mentioned it at work one day that my bill kept going up and up, and one of the girls I work with looked into it. And we realised that this was not something that I realised I was signed up for. So we got in touch with Comreg, C-O-M-G-E-R.
Comreg,
Comreg. And we got an email to say, OK, we're prepared to give you back 30%. We emailed back, said, no, we want the whole lot back. And I got every single penny back.
OK, and Bernie, who gave you the money back? Comreg or Mobile, Moonlight Mobile?
I think it was whoever had put the ad in, the Super Value people had
So you said,
gave me the money back.
Oh, did I? Yes. So you said, no thanks, I don't want less than one third of my money back. I want all of my money back.
All of it back. And I got all of it back, yeah.
Well done.
Up to €100, I think it was involved.
Okay, remember to block that number, guys. 57. By the way, when you went back to your bill, did Moonlight Media come up on your bill or just that number?
No, just the number.
Yeah, you're seeing people are saying, well, actually, they might say, oh, that was one of the kids or something else.
Yeah,
they don't.
Well, I don't have any.
If I say to people, watch out for Moonlight Mobile and block it now, or
just
Moonlight
anything that comes up with Super Value, because it's spelled a different way. It's Super Value. Super Value with an E on it, not Super Value just with you on the end of everything.
And is the Super Value two words? Do you follow me?
Yeah, I can't remember now, but it actually does look like you're winning a voucher for Super Value Supermarket.
And are you?
No, you're not.
And what are you
Super
winning?
Super Value, it's spelled a different way. You're not winning anything. Nobody's ever won anything on it. It's just a way of taking money off your account every month.
But hang on. That's a crime.
Well, I don't know whether it is or not.
But it is. If you're advertising that there's a possibility that there's going to be, that you will win a prize, someone will win a prize three times a week in this draw and nobody wins the prize. That's
a
crime.
Has anybody rung in to tell you that they've won a prize?
No, we're waiting. No, I don't presume. We only have just under 400,000 people listening. I don't presume everyone in the country is listening.
Yeah, I didn't realise it was an ongoing thing. I thought I was just applying once.
Okay. Thanks indeed, Bernie, Elizabeth, Ray. Thanks indeed. 51551.
Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815.